Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi and welcome to Charlotte Flows. This pocket of time is where I share my musings, learnings, and discoveries in the hope that I'm on track to live life by my design. I hope you get inspired, grab a cup of tea, go for a walk, but ask yourself that same question: am I living my life by my design? Enjoy the show. Hello, hello. Let's take a breath. Here we are in this beautiful little pocket of time. We've passed the shortest day and Matariki is just ahead of us. It's almost like that moment between Christmas and New Year. I think there's an opportunity to pause and an invitation to reflect. This midpoint of the year, I believe, since Matariki has become much more in the public eye and a pause with a public holiday, with my work in Dark Sky, it's definitely been a growing space where I really enjoy the opportunity to reflect, the opportunity to take Māori New Year and weave that into my life. And I think this is a beautiful opportunity. We can either get pulled into the winter drab, dreariness, heaviness, the longing for something else, or we can embrace what it brings us and take those opportunities. And I definitely would prefer to use it as an opportunity, use it as a chance to check in, reflect on what's been going on for the first half of the year, and then where we want to head for the second half of the year. A few days ago, I heard on the radio, obviously the 25th of June, somebody comment 6 months till Christmas. And it's just that whole, I don't know about you, but this year has been flying by. I have been having a really good year. It's been a goodie. There's been lots of good stuff. There's lots of potential bubbling. And where I thought that this period of time was going to slow down, it hasn't particularly. But like I say, right at the start of the show, living life by our design, it's been about me being intentional to create those pockets of time for slowness, to honour the season, and to enable time to pause and embrace what that brings. So that's the theme for today's show. And, you know, totally an invitation for you to take that and weave it into your life, because I think it is really important. Obviously, I'm a big fan of reflecting and taking some time to just, where am I at? Now, that can be done in the space of a coffee without any thoughts of anything else, putting the phone down, just sitting and pondering. Or it can be done in a much longer period of time, a weekend where you sit and you intentionally create space to do that work. What I have found helpful recently is I listened to a podcast, which was really fascinating in as much as the interview led you to ask, sort of pose some questions. It was a Mel Robbins podcast and I shared it with friends and said at the time, I'm not really, I've read a couple of Mel Robbins' books and have taken little bits of them. Not a massive, you know, fan. She's not somebody I would listen to avidly. However, for some reason, this particular theme on the podcast had been in my feed and I decided to give it a listen. Obviously came to me for a reason, because I found it really good and I shared it. And so when I was thinking about this show, it made me think of how I'd listened to that and actually gone back to a certain stage in the podcast and written down the questions that were posed to do it another time, which I have done over this little period. And then most recently at the shortest day, winter solstice, another post in my social media feed, which, as I have said, is very curated for the style of the show, sort of reflection, people I follow. It's all that same vibe. So my social media feed is very inspirational. But this post was about reflecting on what's happening at this point of the year and exactly what we were talking about. So I'm going to pull in and talk about those questions as an opportunity, should you wish to take it, to do that now, to take that time. And then obviously bring in thoughts of the Matariki element. And I have a beautiful clip from something I saw in relation to that to share with you. So that is where we are heading today. Nice, chilled, slow pace. I am sat recording this on a very wintry day, sort of drizzly, grey, at home, just lit the fire. It's oozing the winter vibes. So I love those moments where the coziness, the endless cups of tea. I have just discovered the magic that is Jaffa Thins dunked in my tea. Don't know why it's taken me so long to get to this magical moment, being a Jaffa Cakes fan from the UK. And they're a sort of treat I only actually now eat in the UK. But when I discovered this little moment, and I had bought them for a function because they were on special, and then they didn't get eaten, so I had them at home. And then I have found this revelation. So grab a cuppa, maybe sneak down to the shop and grab a packet of Jaffa Thins and get dunking and get pondering is my invitation. So going back to the Mel Robbins interview that I listened to, and I will put the link in the show notes for this one. It was an interview with two guys, Bill Burnett and Dave Evans, and they've written a couple of books all about life by design. Interesting guys, come at it from a design and a educational background ethos. But the questions they posed during this, I found really fascinating. And like I say, I jotted them down. So the first one, who am I? Who am I right now? And I loved this because it made me think, you know, we're constantly evolving, we're constantly changing. So I'm not who I was, you know, 5 years ago when I started the show. I did my anniversary show a couple of weeks ago. When I think back to that and during that show, that came off the back of that moment in 2018 where I was exhausted, angry, all of the things. I was a new parent, relatively new parent, so in those early years. And when I think about who I am now, I'm not that person. I'm not the person that moved down from Auckland. I'm not even the person that a year ago, I don't believe it. Like, you're constantly evolving, constantly changing. And so who am I right now in this moment, whenever you, if you choose to sit and ponder this question? And that one's relatively easy, although it is good to not just, you know, it can be quite a, well, who am I? You know, what season of life am I in? What are my focuses? Da, da, da. Next one up, what do I want? Now this is, you know, can seem quite simple on the surface level, but actually as a woman, you know, we can answer that for many other elements of life, but what do you want? What do you want right now in this season of life? What is it your desire? What is it you desire, crave, want to bring into your life? And that can be from any element, you know. So I loved that. And then the next phase moved into imagine life 5 years from now. What happens if you keep doing the same things as you are right now? What if you carry on with life, make no changes? What can you envisage life in 5 years will look like? And then you redo that thought process, but with a plan B, creating some changes, perhaps based on what are those things you want from the second question. So if you did some course corrections, brought some of those things that you want and desire into life, what would your life look like in 5 years' time? And then the third one, let's go big. Let's big, blue sky thinking. There is no limits. If in 5 years you could create the life that you just dream of, what would that look like? So three really simple questions, simple timeline. We're appreciating how quickly 5 years can fly, having done that anniversary show. But take some time, jot them down. I find this really fascinating, and I think it almost takes the questions to drop and process a little bit, a few days, and then start getting the paper and pen out. And then that will percolate, and it might be sort of an evolving process, but maybe give yourself, you know, three sessions to ponder this. And one quote I wrote down from this interview that I loved was, "There is no knowing, only doing, learning and growing," which I think sort of is beautiful and definitely speaks to all the things we talk about on here. But the interview I found really interesting. Like I said, I will share the link. But this one, and it was just because of the people, and I've looked at the books. I haven't dived into reading any of the books, but I will do, and I'm sure at some stage during this year they will feature. But it was definitely about finding your meaning in life, finding the purpose in life. It spoke to different areas of life, and you can, you know, transpose that into all places, whether it's as a parent, as a partner, as a employee, as an employer, a driver of a business, whatever element in life. But I did think this was quite beautiful. So that was my first share. What we'll do now is we'll take a pause to ponder, top up the tea, grab another Bicky, and have a listen to this beautiful song that was actually sent to me by my number one fan as a wee gift to me to listen to one day. So beautiful. The one artist involved is somebody I've loved for a long time, her music. So enjoy.
My winter song, December. harvester of light and send it out tonight so we can start again. Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love alive?
A beautiful piece of music. Hope you enjoyed it. Winter Song by Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson. Did you spot the Northern Hemisphere reference with December being the longest month? But it was so beautiful I couldn't not have it based on that. But I thought that was beautiful and set a beautiful tone for our wintry show. So then, like I say, I saw another post which aided my pondering and reflection moments for this period of time. And I thought I'd share these because a little bit more in depth, a little bit more of them, but I thought it was a beautiful example of evocation. Evocations, is that a word? Invitations. It prompts for reflection. So, first question was, what brought me my most happiness? And we're reflecting now on this first half of the year. What lessons keep appearing? What challenged me and what did it teach me? What do I want more of in my life? What fear did I move through? That was an interesting one. What routines, habits supported me the most? I love that because obviously I'm a big fan of the routines. So a great opportunity as well to consider what routines needed to be tweaked or brought in for the future. What am I ready to leave behind? And I think this is a really beautiful one for this time of year to go. What do I want to carry into the second half of the year? Think of highlights from each month. This was fun, and I got a piece of paper and created a grid of six and just had each month. And then I went through my photos on my phone and the ones I've downloaded to the computer for the year. So it gave me a good prompt. I sort of sat with that and thought what popped to mind. And then when I went through my photos, because that is obviously, if you're capturing those moments, they're precious. And sometimes you sort of lose track of where things are. But it was such a lovely, you know, 10 minutes exercise to just sit and go through the photos on in those two spaces. And I realised I was sat there smiling at the little memory pops and it invoked discussion. You know, I was one thing that came up. January was just a massive beautifulness. My family were here. Still, my mum and dad were here. Obviously, my sister and her family have moved here and mum and dad were here. And so there's lots of memories from there. But then Finn and I went to Ed Sheeran concert together. And so we, you know, evoked a conversation where we talked about that again, which was nice, and relived that moment, and you know, talked about concerts we'd like to do in the future and things like that. And then it was just lovely to realise what you've achieved. We are so often, you know, a bit, you know, choosing, like I said at the top of the show, you know, we can choose this time to sort of either be bogged down with the dreariness or the, you know, the cold and the uninspired moments and all of that. Or we can take it as an invitation to slow down, ponder and reflect. And with this, it was great to look at all those fun things that have happened. And usually there's way more happened than you remember in the day to day, because we're so bogged down with the general life humdrum, you know, the what's for dinner, the what do I need to pick up from the supermarket, how much is the power bill, what's going to happen here, there and everywhere, what logistics have got to be planned. You know, it's that everyday life can mean we don't always take time to smell the roses, as they say. So it was lovely to do that, and I think it's a great point of time to take that moment. And then we moved on to what do I wish to experience before the year ends, so a more forward focused vibe, because we are, you know, into that second half of the year, and we know what happens. You know, there'll be this point of time a bit later on in the year where we slide into summer, slide into, dare I say, Christmas, and it all gets a bit crazy. But if we put some thought into how we want that to be now, then we might be able to create that by design. What is my priority for the next 6 months? What dream deserves more attention? This one I loved. It was very obvious to me. And so it made you realise, was that dream, you know, a reality for this year, or do I need to rethink about that? Or can I make tiny steps to put something into process? What relationships do I want to nurture more? Very important one. Again, speaking to that, how you get so caught up in the everyday life that those relationships, and it definitely made me take some time to reach out, send some messages, some voice clips to friends, and be intentional around that, and spark that little fire up again. And the final one was, how do I want to feel by the end of the year? And that, I think, is a beautiful way to sit and ponder. You know, definitely for me, I didn't want to think that in 6 months' time, at that very busy time of year, you're feeling rushed and tired and exhausted, desperate to go, like, have a break from work. I want to feel, you know, excited to be celebrating summer and looking back over the year that it has played out and had some amazing elements. So I think all of those questions, I think, are a beautiful opportunity to take some time to reflect and ponder where we're at. Use the opportunity of this period of time in a way that serves us to do some magic stuff. And then, of course, as I said, we have Matariki fast approaching, and that is such a beautiful time of year. I love that this has become something for us to enjoy and celebrate. And I saw this beautiful clip from a podcast interview on my social media feed and thought I would share it, because I think we're still working out ways to celebrate Matariki. But this beautiful clip by Professor Rangi Matamua really does sort of invite us all to, and give us permission to do it in our own way. But there are three key pillars that we can harness and take into how we celebrate Matariki. So have a listen to this.
Matariki is about three things. Fundamentally, if you do anything that aligns with these three things you are celebrating Matariki correctly. Number one, it is about honouring and remembering those people that we've lost. And so we honour those who have passed. However you do that is up to you. Number two, it's about celebrating the present. And that's feasting and festivities. And there is a sacred element to Matariki in the ceremony. But once a ceremony ends, it's meant to be a period where you eat too much and you sleep in, and games and pastimes, sports, music, coming together, art. And the final one is looking to the future and putting together, I guess, a plan for things that we want to achieve and our hopes and desires. Because Matariki is not just who we are today, but it's about who we hope to be in the future.
Mm.
So we think about, what is our legacy for our mokopuna? What environment are we going to leave them? What values and lessons are we going to leave them? I'm very cautious about telling people how they can celebrate something, because there is no Matariki police.
I love it.
Cool. And like, not all of us celebrate Christmas the same way. For some people, it's a very sacred Christian ceremony, celebration. For others, it's presents. For others, it's at the beach getting pippies and getting sunburned. It's so different for different people. Mm. And Matariki is the same, but the values that underpin it, remembrance, celebration, looking to the future. Anything you do that's related to those three things, that's how you should celebrate Matariki. Matariki is about three things.
Wasn't that beautiful? And I think speaks to everything that we have covered in those questions to ponder that I enjoyed taking part in. And taking that moment to remember, celebrate and plan and hope for the future. Such beautiful intentions, and I think that's why it fills my heart with absolute joy at this time of the year. And I'm so grateful that this is something that we can all do now together. And I hope if you're listening, you're embracing this period of time in this very positive way. That's it for me. So I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you do take a little bit of time to ponder those things and bring that reflective magic to your day at some point. We are going to have a really exciting conversation next week when we dip back into the inspiration of travel and I chat to somebody who doing it their way and I find inspiring. So if travel is on your desires list, it might be worth a listen. But for now, thanks as always to RFM for hosting the show. Have a beautiful week. Talk soon.